Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And then I hear.
So nasty.
And I say, Shen, shh. And then she says, don't shush me. And I'm like, shh. And then you hear up the back of our headboard. Maybe I just blocked this out because I was so embarrassed. And then pops up right on her pillow.
A rat? Yeah. I just don't like the name of the product. It's sweetened puffed wheat cereal.
Kellogg's Sugar Smacks.
Yes.
Oh, also had a little frog on there. Honey,
I like
Smacks,
it. I've got a new
guy.
Name for it. They should call it A1C. They should really call it A1
Crisp.
That's what oh, my God.
If you're in duress in a hurry, just do it the Bolivian way. And this is like an old tradition. I remember my mom talking about her grandfather doing this and her father doing this, who's now passed. You lick your finger and then put it on the red wire. And if you get a spark, then you know it's on.
Either way, Pony, plan for best of tomorrow.
You got it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob sent me some new tapes today.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
And there's some that I just can't wait till the end of the show.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Thank you very much.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Great.
Donald.
Anyway, I love that.
You're
voice.
Always in agreement with him, and he agrees with you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a great show today.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'm even in a good mood with Oscar being late again.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
paying my fine as it is, Mike.
Yes, you're paying your fine
yeah,
right now.
Done okay. And done.
All right, I think
taking
you need
care.
To be a little turn up a little tiny bit so
for Oscar.
For Oscar. Just Oscar, a wee bit.
Please.
By the way, it's nice to watch my nice liberal show, Morning Joe, and see he was late too. And she gave him crap. So we're not the only ones. That's national television.
Please. And they're married. When are we getting married?
Yeah. Shouldn't they share a car?
Haven't we really been married for the last decade, to be perfectly honest?
Yeah, I suppose.
Isn't that what it is?
The sex is terrible, though.
So
I like
you
it.
Know, the sex is
you're getting sex and I'm not getting sex?
He's very, I'm a more giving lover.
Wearing my Maine Black Bears t-shirt today.
Nice.
University of Maine. It. Look at that logo. That's a cool logo, isn't it? Rawr. So Rob was, we go through just a little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I give a sheet of different stuff, and then I ask the guys for a couple of things, and they give me a couple of things that they have. Rob's are usually family focused, and things that happen out in Leesburg, which is most of the time, but then he'll have something that piques my curiosity. And I'm very curious about Rob's kids and where they are in life and what's happening.
I'm just curious about where they are.
I just like to know what's going on. And you had mentioned a few weeks ago that your son Robert had gotten his first acceptance letter to college.
Yes.
And it was WVU. I don't think you ever said he was going to WVU.
Well, no
right?
one has said this yet. Now, applying to colleges is different than it used to be. Remember, you used to have to write.
Explain that, because I don't know what the difference is.
You would
is.
Write, and or they would target you, and you'd get the big glossy pamphlet, and in it is the application, and you have to fill it out, and some of the better schools would require essays. And like.
Why did I feel like it was daunting when I was younger? It
is
seem
very
that hard.
It was
pretty
daunting.
Daunting when I was going to school. And by the way, when my daughters were getting ready yes. to go to college. I wasn't around.
Yeah. No, but Oscar, I think
so
the reason,
on the radio, Mike.
The reason it's daunting.
No, it's just I was the separate dad. I was divorced.
Yeah.
And what it was.
They'd hit on you once they needed the cash, but until then, they could handle the application process.
Well, even that might not have been, someday I'll write it in the second book. But go ahead.
But Oscar, I think the reason it was so daunting for us then is that is the next step. And when you're 18, that's what you got going on. That's it. But if you get right down to it, it's filling out a form and copying and pasting an essay. So it's really not that bad. But now it's easier.
I mean, when you say copy and paste, you're talking... not plagiarism.
No, just saying that you probably the smart people probably wrote one essay that sort of would apply to many different applications.
You guys probably had to use typewriters,
right? Are you saying the smart people or the people that are not tailoring each essay for the college they're applying to?
I don't think VCU required an essay, so I'm not really allowed to answer that.
That's smart. You're right, Mike. It depends on the college you're applying to.
Yeah, I mean, you would tailor an essay to...
Yeah.
You would probably write a different... you would probably write a different essay for Ohio State than you would for NYU,
yes, or,
I would think.
Or American University, which the essay could be like, me want go there.
But excuse me, my school's better than yours.
How? I know.
He's jealous.
I know.
He's
I'm
just jealous.
I am jealous.
My school is so much
VCU
better than yours.
Require anything.
Would you
except
like to check the alumni roster?
No.
That was a,
no.
What if
do not want to check. Do not want to check the alumni. I was. It was simply joking. But
so WVU, Maddie, you should be upset accepted as well. Your son, and I'm sure that didn't work out for you. Because it's not in state.
Well, we're still waiting to hear. Now, you see, well, the thing I wanted to tell you is that nowadays there's like a service for all people where you fill out one application and then you can send your application to numerous
universities. Oh, like a ZipRecruiter.
Exactly. So he wrote, actually, Robert wrote, and this I am jealous. I never had to write an essay because I only applied to VCU and they didn't require it. Robert wrote a beautiful essay, really, really nice, about growing up with my mom's husband, Dave, and losing him at a young age. And it's stuff that he learned and stuff that he regretted. It was very thoughtful and very thought-provoking.
Tugging at the heartstrings, much his dear old dad.
Brutal.
But, his dear old dad knows how to do that.
But
what about accomplishments in high school? Are you right about that?
That's all mentioned in the actual application, you see. But the essay is more of a personal thing.
Gotcha.
We've not heard back from Shepherd. We've not heard back from JMU. We've not heard back from Tech. But remember, as of 2 weeks ago, three maybe, he had been accepted to WVU and had not replied that he confirmed. So Friday of last week, we get another letter from WVU. Looky here.
Man, they're persistent.
They send him a flag.
Oh, let's go Mountaineers.
Let's go!
Yeah.
See, that's where
I get jacked up. Let him go there. Just don't let him fail out.
Well,
please,
here's the thing is, Kerry opened it because it was addressed to him and his parents. So we opened it. We said, looking forward to hearing your reply about whether or not we want to go to WVU. Let's go. And I said, look, Robert, a flag. He said, yeah. I said, can I give it to Oscar?
Well,
he said,
hold on a second. What? I mean, he hasn't gotten any other acceptance letters.
No, but I don't think WVU is his first choice. And
what's his first choice?
I think his first choice is actually Madison, James Madison University.
JMU?
Yeah.
All right.
And I think he has a chance of getting in there. So we're waiting
to see. You know what they call
see.
JMU, James Madison? Just missed UVA.
It wasn't even close.
That's so not nice. That's so not nice.
But anyway, he gave me permission to give Oscar this
I'll
flag.
I'll take it.
Okay, very cool.
It.
Let's go.
Thank you, thank you.
Let's
thank
go. So they're already flattering him and plying him with merchandise to go to WVU. So it happen.
What does next year look like for universities? Are you going to campus?
It is still up in the air, depending on where he is accepted. Because
what's your daughter? Is she a senior?
No. She will be. This will be her junior year, starting in the fall.
That is crazy.
And, okay. Well, let's by next fall, I think they'll be going to school.
Yeah, she's already shopping places down there. She's got her roommates picked out, and so she plans on being in Richmond for the fall start. So that's where we're at now.
Okay. Well,
so they sent him a flag. Went now. My daughters both did early admission to. Mary Washington University. They both got in.
You're
early,
so lucky.
Early admission.
Mm-hmm. You're so lucky that they were good kids.
And they got in. They both love the campus. They both like going there. And they're and they're both happy. So that's cool. And,
they liked their experience there. Yeah, I mean, it was a good school. It was
semi-employed.
A good distance away from home. I mean, it's away, but you could get there if you needed to. I mean, it's a good.
What? Which one? What?
Mary Washington. Washington. Yeah, they both happy
no,
there. Right?
That's not away. That's not 45 minutes down the road. I consider that Stanford would be a good distance away from home. You know, if you're going out there or Yale.
But what about
or
like
what I dream about for my son? You know? I wouldn't mind if he even looked at some of the Florida schools. That would be cool too, you know. You know.
A lot
I mean,
of them
really,
a lot of them know, have been teaching online even before the pandemic.
I want for my kid to be you know, what he likes right now, and he's talking about how much he likes math. That's what I love. I
that's
love
excellent.
Hearing that cuz you know, everybody hates math. And
what
so
about
if you love
the world
math,
of entertainment?
The world of he is an entertaining child, but I don't. It's not that I don't.
Well, there's an overlap.
That. I encourage that based on who I am. We do shtick together all the time. We do accents. But if he, but when he comes home and he said, "How was school today?" Like yesterday, and he said, "We did a lot of math." I said, "Did you do well?" He said, "I always do well." I said, "Yes, yes." I said it just like that in the car. I'm saying, "Yes, that's what I like to hear." Because how many kids say, "I hate math"? Well, everybody hates math. That's why the Bill Gates of the, what's that?
I didn't hate math. I liked math.
Yeah, but look what you did.
Yeah, what happened?
You're an outlier. I mean, as far, what did you do with your math? What did you do with math?
Figured out how to
besides
do sales.
Besides being really good at making change at Safeway, what did you do
I could
math?
Do sales tax in my head. I can do, you know what? Geometry is fun for like doing layouts.
I mean,
and stuff.
Between not only slamming my alma mater when you
that
went to VCU,
that was simply a joke,
but
and
then,
it's
but
irony.
Then now bringing up your math skills, which I questioned
that it was,
anyway.
No, I just said I liked math. I enjoyed math. I had some great math teachers.
You liked it, but you didn't apply yourself to it.
Well, I did when I needed to get the grade. I did. Yeah.
Well, what was your highest level math class that you?
Yeah.
Took?
Where did your passion for math wane?
I actually took a math elective in high school. I took statistics.
What about college?
College, economics. I went to the macro and micro level of economics.
Oh, nice.
You have to do that.
Yeah. Those are standard.
But I was able to get an A in it. I mean, I was able to apply myself.
Did you take calculus?
No, I never did.
Oh, my God. If you were rocking A's in macro and micro in undergrad, you could have easily moved on to like high-level statistics. You would have been great.
But it wasn't part of the communications course.
I remember, and I don't even know if it was macro or micro, when I got a B+ in my economics final.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me cue the, this is, I literally got the grade, which was,
love this story.
And I said to myself, the gods, somebody intervened. Some higher power intervened to give, because I'm talking about, if you want to see my, my entire expression, the whole time I was in, my economics class with my professor who was like, "We are very excited to do the thing like that." And I'm staring at, I'm really.
Do you think it could have been a statistical error?
Thank God for textbooks, because I tried my damnedest with the textbook.
Right.
But then when the essay exam was there, it was a beautiful thing. Mm. But, you know, so your math, you never really pursued it.
No, but I didn't detest
college.
I didn't detest math. But you see, a lot of people hate math. I didn't hate it.
Maybe the way I look at it, if a passion for math, if that's truly a passion, it transcends into your career in some way or another.
I think it does.
If Rob chose a career in broadcasting very early, I mean, we weren't very challenged as on-air talent to say, hey, here you go. Figure out what your bonus structure is.
There was a little math involved in broadcasting, which would be back timing.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know, back timing would be when you have to end a show at a certain hour for a commercial break to make sure you hear a lot of am I explaining it the right way?
So when I got into radio, they had just changed everything to digital.
Right.
Where they were giving you a countdown of like how much time you had left, how much music you could play to the second, not even the minute, to the second. When I was in college radio, my first year before we switched to digital, it was a lot of how many songs can I play in this hour and get these PSAs in and make sure that I have time to talk as well. And you would lay that out.
Yeah.
And figure it out.
When we were.
Well, I wouldn't add it for the whole hour. I just kind of like fudge it at the end. You know, as far as like, you know, pick the song like the last 10 minutes.
Charlie Warren it, and he used to do an instrumental record at the end of his hour. So he just fade it out.
That's the biggest cop out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie Warren.
With like Mutual News at the top of the hour, or CBS or ABC News at the top of the hour. You know, it's just like, dun 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 dun. And then you hear, dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. You
know, yeah,
there's a little radio 101 for you.
I'm right Charlie there. Warren. Here's a minute 17 of Vangelis, and that's how it would be. That's how you go.
Other than that, you don't really need math skills. And I have regretted my lack of skill. I think that with math, there are a tremendous amount of people that do not excel naturally at math, and there are a tremendous amount of people that work their asses off to get good at it. And then there are the naturals. And the naturals who also work their ass off end up being the you know, the eggheads that knowing numbers and knowing mathematics, that's a gift. It's a true gift. Most people that excel in, say, medicine, law, things like that, are usually people that, you know, it might come easy to them, but most of them have to work hard at it and study. And math is something that if you study hard enough, you can probably get it. I never did, and I regret it to this day. I would tell that to any college student.
Oh, go ahead, Oscar. I'm sorry, because I do brother have a follow-up.
When I moved into my condo, and it was just me, and it was in between, like, you know, my wife and my ex-girlfriend and my brother and sister-in-law came down. They're both anesthesiologists. And when they wanted to, like, decorate my condo because it looked like a sad single man's condo. Mm-hmm. And we were hanging mirrors on an old building. And, you know, whatever porches you get from West Elm or whatever store at the mall. And they were fighting about what was correct, like, even to the floor or even to the ceiling. Like, all this math was being done in front of me. And I said, guys, if it's crooked, it's not going to matter. No one's going to really notice. They're like, it matters to us. And my brother's like, sorry, this is the anesthesiologist in us, because every single
precision,
everything counts when you're dealing
everything
with someone's life.
Counts.
And that brings up, this brings up my
I'm
question.
I'm hungry. Hang it. Let's move on with life.
Right.
We'll move on.
I remember
but that's you and them.
I remember in the high school math track, it was real common to do algebra, then geometry, then algebra 2, and then trig, right? And I always found that people, and I followed this in kids too, my own kids, if you can handle algebra, geometry is a challenge. And if you are challenged in algebra, geometry is much easier for you. Did that work for you in any way? Were you more 100%. Geometric?
I remember geometry being easier for me than
algebra. And me too.
Algebra.
Me
I've
too.
I've told stories about how difficult algebra was. But, you know, I still, to this day, you know, I really, I tell kids, and my own kid, I will tell the same thing. I said, math is the most important.
It is.
That's why, you know, we didn't have STEM when I was a kid. Science, technology, math, and engineering. You know, we didn't have that. And that's great that they're doing this. There's a tremendous emphasis on that in schools right now, and I'm all for that. I hope that you know, he does well with that. That's what I wish for him.
God willing, Shannon and I have a child here in the next few years.
No.
And you best believe I'm not going to buy him like Blue's Clues or her little stuffed animals. They're all going to be stuffed ones and zeros, because I want him to become a coder.
Binary?
Not a coder.
They need to become a coder.
No, because a lot of coders turn into delusional, you know, chronically mentally ill a-holes.
Hi.
Do you have
do?
Do you have a subset or an example maybe you could get to?
No, don't choose to.
No, nothing at all.
Don't choose to at all.
Do they tend to be loners?
No, they just push everybody away in their lives.
Oh, okay. All right.
But no, first of all, would you say that Mark Zuckerberg, first and foremost, is a coder? Is that what?
Yes,
that's really
yes.
what
he's
his
a programmer.
Thing was.
He was that's yeah. what that's how he built Facebook. Yes, yeah. initially. Yeah.
I think it's great. I mean, it's fun. But also,
you rather him be a Winklevoss or a Zuckerberg?
I'd rather have him be a Winklevoss.
Really?
And now take away the blue blood factor of the Winklevosses, okay? Yeah. I'm adding the Winklevosses simply because of the athletic factor well-rounded factor, all right?
Gotcha.
Where Mark Zuckerberg was the super nerd.
Right.
I don't want him to be the super nerd. I want him to be I want him to be a great numbers guy that, you know, I
what
want
if,
it all.
What if
I want
it all for my kid. Zuckerberg, but played by Armie Hammer?
No, the Zuckerbergs are like crew jocks, right?
Yes, they
weren't
were.
They oarsmen?
Weren't
they oarsmen for Harvard?
Yes, they were. They were. The Winklevoss.
Right? The Winklevosses were oarsmen.
Yes.
Were oarsmen.
Yes. You know, but they didn't own a dealership.
Coxman.
They rode crew in the Olympics, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and I almost did. I almost did that, but then decided that I wanted to get into the theater program, which, you know,
well, Mike,
which I had great experiences with, but, you know, it's the soft way to go. There's no other way. Do I love what I do? Was I put on this planet to do it? I believe that with all my heart. But at the same time, I look back on it and, you know, if I put a little more effort into other things, for options, like doing my own thing. And there are people that are broadcasters that do both. That are good, but most broadcasters are more like, hey, man, you know, that's what they are, you know?
I'm proud to say that If I'm looking back at your career, which I used to, and I still look up at your career, quite frankly.
Thank you.
To think about what you've done and what you're able to do, and how you've brought us into this world and helped us thrive on a completely different platform.
And a very happy marriage, a wonderful marriage.
Marriage is not
thriving
so much.
Thriving is an overused word.
Surviving.
Surviving.
How's that?
Yeah,
how's that?
Surviving. I need more help. I need more, but
in these,
help
in the middle of a pandemic,
different quarters.
I guess maybe surviving and thriving is the same thing in my eyes. In the middle of a pandemic, trying to figure that out.
I think
right?
So. I'm hoping 2021 is a better year.
It's going to be a better year. What my true takeaway though for you is that you could have, just decided. Look, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to focus on, getting on the radio again. And as those knocks came coming, as the podcast continued to survive, you continue to say no and say, no, I'm going to do this. This is what
this
I love doing.
This is still the best iteration will always be of what I've done. This is the right time. Mm-hmm. People say, well, let's do that 2 hours. No, an hour and 90 minutes is the time. It's when I feel that we can. I like being, saying we're going to get to that tomorrow or getting in. And when we want to go long form, we go long form.
Right.
We do. But I mean,
it allows you to spend time with your family, take care of your kids.
Right.
It gives you so much flexibility.
Yeah. I enjoy this. I need better from certain people in this.
All of us. We can do better. We can always do better.
We can all do better. I think we're going to talk about that today. We're going to do
better
some big and better changes.
And Mike, while you're talking about your son excelling in entertaining and math,
you changing the subject?
No, not really. I'm staying with it. There's an overlap where he could be both entertainment and math, which is a high-powered Hollywood agent.
Ooh,
yeah, but that's almost all the math anyway. Because that even though that's entertainment, it's representing.
But he has to understand who to represent. He's got to know the showbiz to know who to do it.
I find with my experience with attorneys, since you're talking about agents and attorneys, with attorneys more than anything, the good ones. Well, all of them to a certain degree at certain parts.
What makes
of their
them
career.
A good one? I always wonder.
A good attorney, no. Attorneys by their very name, doctors and professionals, doctors and lawyers. Are people that work their asses off.
Let me rephrase that.
To excel in it, you have to work your ass off.
What makes a great divorce attorney?
What makes any great attorney, I believe this with all my heart, is a successful business people.
Yes.
Is just the desire to work hard.
To
and
win,
to
sweat not
settle. Details.
Not settle.
And it's just constant. There's a different standard for those people, and I admire everybody that does that. I admire doctors more than just about anybody, and that's why with the pandemic and those frontliners, and you see the people that we look up to, I do not admire really people that have gotten a lucky break in life and then not acknowledged it. I like people that, because when you really add it up, yes, there are many, many phenomenally wealthy doctors. There are doctors that have invented technologies and invented and researchers that have come up and made tremendous amounts of money. But they're mostly doctors that are out there on the front lines that are healing people, dealing with life and death every day of their lives, and still work as hard as they've ever worked. And it's a calling, and I've always admired it. My respect for that profession is something truly spectacular. I really think they're special people. Then the next one, I don't feel necessarily the same way about lawyers, but I respect the fact that lawyers work hard, especially early in their careers, to get where they're going, because it's just, here's the way I look at it. You know our guy, Andrew, right?
Of course.
The guy that works on our show has been with me longer than either one of you guys. Mm-hmm. And there is a different level that he plays at as far as the effort, where we will get an email at midnight.
And he'll get it done. He'll just say boom, boom, boom,
and
boom,
he's
boom.
He's just got it. He's always got it working because his standard, he doesn't know any other different way to do that. And I admire that.
I really don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Yes.
Because I love Andrew. He's been with us for a decade.
Yeah.
Do you think he hugs his children?
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
I know he does.
Okay.
Oh, I know he does because next to his work ethic, that's job
okay,
one.
Okay, okay.
He ain't a guy that's going out to clubs to do that. He is a worker bee, and it's all about his kids.
Mike, I'm just saying, is it like a hug and embrace, like, I love you? Or is it just like a hug?
Do better. I've never been there for that. Okay. So I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that. But no, I
is
think
it
that's
a hug that involves, is it more of a hug or a frisk?
Those guys, that's why he's been with me all that time.
Yeah.
I have and never by the heard way, Andrew and,
by
joke,
the way, for all of us on the
smile,
show,
we should never heard all him be smile.
Aware. We should all be aware of this. Yeah. He doesn't need to do this.
Oh, I know. Oh, he's doing,
I know this. He has
I'm
a sense
asking.
Of loyalty.
I've never seen emotion or heard emotion from the man.
He is.
You've never
my
showed him that there's a
guy.
Credit to the account. He smiles all day.
He is my guy, and just you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for that. And everybody deals with those people in their lives, mm-hmm. you know. And then there are other people that take the you know, the road with least resistance. And that's, you know, you get what you got. I always will say that the path of least resistance was me, you know, just getting by in math. And I really, really wish that I had it in me to realize right from the get-go how important it was. And I didn't. And I
well, in your personal life, you always did math. You always added and then subtracted and then added.
And a lot of times cut things in half. 50%
of this. My personal life, you know what I did? I made difficult choices. I made difficult mm-hmm. choices, and sometimes they were my own, sometimes they were somebody else's. But I also said, well, that's the way it is.
Yes.
Time to move on. That's what I did. That's a
most
totally
people,
different show.
Most people had, I guess this is the best way to say it. Do you have more wives or radio stations you worked at?
I can
it's
answer
a
that.
Really, really close. Yeah, because I had. Do you count format changes?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
How are you?
Good evening.
My wife and I have dropped out of society, and we were going to spend the night.
Just ask him for the
this
room.
Is the way I do it. And we were going to spend the night kind of camping out and sleeping out under the stars, but we're getting remarried tomorrow, and we want something real special, so the best bridal suite.
Do you have a reservation?
Well, I just dropped out of society. I kind of live moment to moment. I really don't do reservation things anymore.
Well, we do, and I'm sorry, but the bridal suite is occupied.
Well, we tried.
The bridal suite isn't occupied.
He just told me
it
wasn't.
It isn't occupied.
He just said it
wasn't. We give him some money.
I don't want to give
him
money.
Give him some money. We'll get the bridal suite.
How much do I give?
$50.
How do you know?
Just give him the money.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I've worked with computers in college, and I know that sometimes they're complicated machines. Why don't you just run it through one more time? Who knows?
I think I know what you mean. I'll just check.
Bert Cohen. Telephone, please.
Nope. It's occupied.
No.
Yes?
I just gave him $50. I can't want to give him all my money. He doesn't give me the thing.
Look at the bridal suite, okay? Just give him some more money. Come on, just give him some more.
Listen, I'm not good at this. I don't get good seats at games, and I've never gotten a ringside table, and it's just something I really don't know how to do. So, just to save time, how much do you want?
$100.
This is a mistake. We paid for a suite.
Junior bridal suite.
Gee, I gave a guy $100 to get the best bridal suite in the house. Is there a senior bridal suite?
I don't know.
But I gave him $100.
I don't know.
Can I get into this room? Is there a big living room that goes here?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you think there'd be a way to get one large heart mattress? I don't think you can push those together.
I don't know.
Thanks for the help.
What do you think?
I think if Liberace had children, this would be their room.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Herkimer, New York, Elgin, Illinois, New London, Connecticut, very close to where I live. Hot Springs, well, not really, about an hour away.
It's a small state.
New London, it's where the sub base is down there in New London. Hot Springs, Virginia. The sub base was in Groton. A lot of Navy down in New London.
I see.
Norway, Maine, Managua, Nicaragua. The Mike O'Meara Show is on now and brought to you by Derm Glow Skin.
Hey!
I am so excited to tell you about Derm Glow Skin, the amazing skincare line from my beautiful wife, Carla, that is helping so many people look and feel better about their face.
You gotta fix your face.
Carla has something new that she wants you all to know about, and that's why I'm telling you about this right now. Introducing Mike's Package.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, then.
How about that?
A skincare routine that will make your skin feel and look spectacular. Yes, that's what it's called. Mike's Package. My package, includes a cleansing repair bar. There we are with that.
Oh, perfect.
Timeless face oil moisturizer. There we go. SPF 30 protective lotion. There it is.
That's great for the course, I bet.
My favorite exfoliating citrus scrub.
Yum.
There it is. All those. And here's the best part. My package comes in two sizes.
Oh, okay. That's quite the copy.
My package comes in two sizes, big and lil.
Lil?
The lil package contains travel size products for when you're on the go. The big package, which I just showed you, has all of your full size facial care essentials that will make your face sing.
La la la.
Get these incredible products at dermglowskin.com and call Carla for a free skincare consultation at 239-247-4036. That's dermglowskin.com, 239-247-4036. Derm Glow Skin. That's DermGlow Skin. .com. Feel better about yourself today.
You know what would be great is you could buy one of each package and then choose which one you prefer.
Well, I think the on-the-go, the Lil, would be for somebody who wants to try stuff.
Sure.
You know, and not make that full commitment.
Well, anyone's been with the show for years knows how great your package is.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, either would probably work.
Yes. Yeah, we changed the name of the packages. We had a different package we were going to use, but that was just too much.
I'm going to guess what it is. May I text it?
sure, if you wish.
Because I think I know.
Same thing. We're going to call one the grower package and the other the shower package.
I can't believe I was typing it even as you said that.
I
love that.
The
grower shower.
That's right.
I think it's a little. First of all, they're not just products for men, so a little too phallic for the entire thing.
The before skin package.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, that could be open to misinterpretation.
Now we're ruining it.
Yeah. Well, I thought we were just workshopping something here.
There are no wrong answers when you brainstorm, Mike.
Look, this is, you know what? We're all trying to make our way in the pandemic.
Support
the
fam.
Yes.
Yeah, please do. She'd appreciate that. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Oh, my goodness. I have a bad back, and so I'm going a little bit insane.
Said that a little like Timmy would have, the late Timmy O'Bivenay.
I have a bad back, Captain.
I have a bad back.
I have been foregoing golf, and that is pretty much
you haven't played?
Putting me insane.
Oh, no.
That's making me insane,
because
I can't. I can't do it. I called my the doctor of the needles yesterday, and he's going to see me Friday morning and maybe shoot me up somewhere else. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is I'm doing what I should have done last week. I am resting my back, and it is feeling better because I am resting it. But it's frustrating because this is where I'm able. A lot of people, I guess, do different opiates or drink heavily. Golf is my drug, and so that's what I do to get out there. And I will tell you that with my weight loss, with this last few days not playing the golf, I've probably thrown a little caution to the wind and put some things in my body I shouldn't. So I'm replacing my anxiety and my insanity of not playing golf with some food and specifically cereal. That really, when you're a man like me, that's the worst thing you can put in your body.
Worse than pancakes?
Carb bomb. Huh?
Worse than pancakes?
No, pancakes and donuts would be the worst. But the cereal is a close second, especially when you put honey on it.
Oh, no.
When you put that's how I sweeten it with honey,
yeah.
Which, by the way, is a calorie bomb and a carb bomb and all that stuff.
But so it's I a better sugar for you. It's a more natural sugar anyway.
Can you hear the lawn? I think they're mowing the lawns. Ah, yes, they're mowing the lawns. You can't hear that. They're right.
Cereal.
Yeah, cereal.
Thank you. What type of cereal?
I'll answer that, Oscar. When Mike was told that he wasn't going to be able to play golf and that he'd have to refrain from his favorite sport for a few days to rest his back, he was very, very frustrated. And that's when he came up with an idea. He would use food to compensate for his depression. Therefore, he went into the closet and grabbed all of the sugary cereals that he allowed his son to eat. Including, well, I don't know what they call them now. They're puffed rice or they're sugar smacks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they call them now. It's a new product name. Let me go. Yeah. No, I'm not going to go.
Used to be called Super Sugar Smacks.
And yeah, I'm going to get it. I have to do it just to find out what the name is right. Or I won't be able to go on with
this. I used to dream of getting
cereal. That's
Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks is a good one. And Sugar Crisp was another good one with the bear. That had the bear on it.
I've heard of adding fruit or putting sugar on cereal, but I've never heard of putting honey on cereal.
Oh, I would think honey would be on a unsweetened cereal like a Rice Krispies. It would work. I mean, because you put some sugar on Rice Krispies.
But aren't Rice Krispies already unhealthy for you?
Well, I mean, rice is not great, but it's an unsweetened cereal. That's the deal.
Cornflakes. Honey on cornflakes would probably help.
Cornflakes probably worse for you than Rice Krispies.
Really?
Well, corn is people hate corn now.
I didn't realize Sugar Smacks are puffed wheat, not puffed rice.
Oh, wheat.
But this is the wrong name for a cereal if there's ever been a wrong name.
Ooh.
Golden Crisp.
That used to be Sugar Crisp with the sugar bear.
Sugar Crisp.
Yeah, exactly.
Sugar.
And I believe
Sugar Smacks?
No, Sugar Smacks was the frog. I believe Super Sugar Crisp was the name with the bear because it was Sugar Bear.
It was Sugar Crisp. Are you sure it wasn't Sugar Smacks?
I'll look it up.
Yeah, because I think Smacks had a frog.
Sweetened puffed wheat cereal.
Yes.
Can't get enough of that Golden Crisp. There's nothing. I mean, I just don't like the name of the product. It's sweetened puffed wheat cereal.
And you know, as I recall, that is a sweet cereal, but it's got a weird underflavor to it, doesn't it?
I'm just looking at the
Kellogg's sugar. Kellogg's Sugar Smacks.
Yes.
Oh, also had a little frog on there.
Okay.
In 1972.
Yes.
Pretty impressive.
I've got a new name for it. They should call it A1C. They should really call it A1
Crisp.
That's what it is. Oh, my God. Liquid gold, the delicious milk sweetened by your Golden Crisp. The gold mine, the feeling you get when carrying a bowl of Golden Crisp into a room of hungry friends. You don't need to.
By the way,
the cereal already. You know?
Don't Google liquid gold because that's a category.
Golden Crisp.
Sugar Crisp became Golden Crisp.
Yes.
Okay.
Just in the past few years.
Fried Chicken.
It's an empty box now. There we go. Gotta get out of that. I'm out of that habit today. That doesn't. No longer will these kind of cereals be,
I'm going to ask a rude question.
All right.
Yeah. And you can hate me for asking it, but I just don't know enough about golf. If you are where you are in your golf game, where you just can't take the big swings, can you just go and work on your short game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah, I could do that, but I'm doing stuff around the house. Doing, household projects. There is a, in the closet, in my wife's closet, there is a fluorescent 2-foot fluorescent light.
Sure.
You know, there are two of them. They're two 2-foot lights. That's how
Tubes.
She lights her car. And the people either that lived here had the house built or installed themselves a switch that's a motion sensor switch.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the dumbest goddamn thing in the world that you walk in. And so what I did, and it's been the fluorescent lights have been kind of crappy.
Right.
So yesterday I went out and I replaced them with LEDs.
Oh,
and
nice.
Now I can't get them to work. I can't get them to work.
It's the ballast.
What do you mean?
So I actually went through this. It's funny you talk about it.
All right.
So different... I guess the housing of, this is the way I understand it at least, the housing of your fluorescent light where you actually put it in, need for an LED light bulb. instead of the traditional bulb that you have.
So
right?
Like the little guys where you slide it in with two pins and twist?
Yes.
Okay.
Those guys.
But
like
this has
lights.
Two pins and I twist.
Yeah, but it you have to have the right housing in order for that LED to work. And that's called the right ballast to make it to trigger it. So you'd have to change the entire light
the
out.
Whole fixture?
The whole fixture.
The whole
fixture.
Yeah.
So now just go back and get a couple of fluorescent lights.
Yeah. Correct. Does it not give enough power?
Or no, is it what, like, it, what happened? Well, I hit the switch, and it just flashes. So it's like it's getting electricity, but it won't lock on.
Okay.
Well, you answer the question. I'll go get a couple of fluorescents, and I'll take the other ones back.
Took me literally 3 days as an electrician to figure that out because I just kept on going out to buy bulbs and I'm like, what the F?
Why do I keep buying bad bulbs?
Wrong.
Yeah,
but exactly. I know with the right switch, I did it in the other closet and switched out LEDs. I got
same
LEDs
type of
in my
fixture?
No, it's a different, it's a different switch. It doesn't have it's got a different switch. So I'm not sure.
I could be wrong, but I'm telling you, a professional has actually told me this where I said, well, LED overall, you save money, right? So that's what we're trying to do,
right.
Even in a business. Like put an LED
and I like
in.
The light. It's better light, too. And the bulbs last longer.
Forever.
You know, everything's positive about
correct.
That.
Correct. He looked at me, he said, I wouldn't do it because this isn't, you don't own the building. It's a suite that you're renting. Try to get the landlord to do it, and if they won't do it, don't do it.
So, well, see, I'm going to do it because I live here.
And, yeah, you live there.
LED lights that work. In the other one, in the one that doesn't work, that way you can know if it's a fluky bulb.
Having
right,
going out.
Question. Okay, yeah. So if that's okay,
bingo,
good.
Bango.
You know what? My project is taken for the day.
All right.
Let me ask you this. So here's the deal.
Yes.
If that works, Rob, and I'm gonna test your theory out today.
All right.
I will go in there and do that. If that works, this is where the real danger comes in. Is it because of the switch that it's the motion? Because if it is, I will switch out. To a regular light switch.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, if I take out that motion-activated light switch, which is the same size as everything, will it be wired just like a regular switch?
That shouldn't impact
It should be the same.
The idea
so
that
I can
the
take that out
carry.
And just wire it together and put it in my
and bed, also, you know? An easy way to make that project easier, I've changed out a lot of light switches. You can eliminate the step where you turn off the circuit breaker, and it takes minutes off the time. Just make sure.
Don't worry about grounding any wires.
Turn off the breaker. Yeah, I'll turn the breaker off.
No, no.
You know?
It's changing out a light switch.
But because
is no
the light
big deal.
Doesn't come on, I'm not 100% sure. If I turn off the breaker that controls the lights in the bathroom, because the closet is right off of the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping, but because there's no light in the closet, I'm hoping that breaker is dead.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't know 1,000%.
There's a lot of hope within this project, and I don't know if that's the best way to approach a project.
Do you have,
involves
or
some sort
do you
of
have a voltmeter
electrical work
that you can check that if it's if anything is flowing?
No, I don't think I have a voltmeter. I don't want to buy it.
Okay, so then here's how you check it. You said that you can get it to flicker, right?
Yeah.
Go and do the breaker that you think is right, and then if it doesn't flicker anymore,
and I'll leave the bathroom lights on.
Yeah.
And if it's off, if they're off, I'll know that. That
also,
power got killed.
If you're in duress in a hurry, just do it the Bolivian way. And this is like an old tradition. I remember my mom talking about her grandfather doing this and her father doing this, who's now passed. You lick your finger and then put it on the red wire, and if you get a spark, then you know it's on.
Right. And either way, Pony, plan for best of tomorrow.
You got it.
All right. Anyway, lots of projects to do. And at least I don't have to
you're
clean
man's
the oven
man.
Again.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, you'll be able to do it. So the actual motion sensor is in the switch plate deal?
Yes.
Oh, that's an easy switch out then. You'll be fine.
All right, so that's an easy switch out. But I'm going to test the lights. Mr. Electrician, huh? Did he not step up, Oscar, with that? I mean, you helped a little bit.
Can you
come
over and change a fan for me?
I'm always be your biggest fan.
No, I am sorry, but I mean, electrician rates now, you know?
Oh, my God, I've done light
switches.
Oh,
thanks a lot. Do you want some Vaseline with that estimate, Mr. Sparky? Thank you very much.
Did you say you clean the oven?
I clean the oven. I'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Don't need an electrician for that.
That's what the show's been relegated to. I'll tell you about cleaning my oven when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, set your recorders.
Hello, America. Bernie Sanders here. We've had quite a month. A new president, a new direction for America, and I am the hottest thing on the internet since Grumpy Cat. The world is smitten with my mittens. I am what is known as a meme. Such a mitzvah. But I will not be distracted. I will do everything I can to help our new president by standing by him, helping him with legislation, and telling him where to find the best prune Danish in D.C. Not too sweet, a bit crispy, yet soft, maybe warm, and not too big. It's not a meal. It's a Danish. Oi! So wear your mask, stay warm, and feel the burn. If you need me, I'm still sitting outside the Capitol with those cute mittens. Call me. We'll talk.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, the best way to relax is with a premium cigar.
Yes.
And I get mine from Thompson Cigar Company. It's a part of my golfing ritual. With over a century in the business, these guys really know their stuff. And with the best prices on everything from Macanudo to my favorites, Monte Cristo.
Tasty.
That's right. It's not just a sandwich. Looking to
what?
Try.
What?
They probably didn't want that in there. Looking to try new rare top-rated blends? Check out Thompson Cigar Tour and sample five different blends each month. Thompson Cigar Company continues to be the number one choice for premium cigars in the USA because they deliver the very best customer experience. It's so great to shop for something I love with online convenience, and you know I'm dealing with the best in the biz. Sit back. Take a break from all the craziness with a cigar from Thompson Cigar Company. These guys rarely do offers, but right now, Thompson is offering our listeners 15% off orders over $75 or 20% off orders over $99. Just go to thompsoncigar.com and use promo code TMOS when you are ready to check out. That website is Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, cigar.com and use promo code TMOS. About 2-3 weeks ago, I think 3 weeks ago, I was cooking a roast for the family, and I was
doing... Was this the real roast or the dress rehearsal roast? Because I know you did two.
This might have been a roast after the formal roast that
I
made.
All right.
I decided to have another one because, you know what? My doctor told me I'm not getting enough beef.
Is your doctor from the 1920s?
Doctor Van Helsing.
Well, I remember
Nicholas
when
Van Helsing at Rangoon.
When your nurse said, meat loses its vitamins when it's overcooked.
You'll eat it rare. So I go to cook it.
Yes.
And, you know, it was a deal in the bin, and I picked it up, and I said, that'll be something that I will... be able to munch on because I'm doing the protein until the cereal attack this week and I have to go back to it. I'm on a pretty high protein diet and I cook this roast and I get this this platter, this metal baking sheet, but it doesn't have an edge on it. It's just this metal thing with one side has an edge and the other side is kind of like flat. Don't ask me what it's called.
I know what it is.
I don't know.
It's a specialty cookie sheet because with the lack of an edge around it, it's easier to get a spatula under your cookies.
Okay, that's what it is. Well, I put a piece of meat on it.
That's fine.
Well, it wasn't fine because
I know.
I went away for a while and I was cooking it on relatively low heat.
How long does a roast take to roast?
The size I had, probably an hour and a half, 2 hours tops, you know, and I think it had to be a weekend, and I was watching some sports on TV,
mm-hmm.
and Carla was, out slaying the dragon. You know, that's why I did a commercial for her. She's, doing her very best to prop up our failing lifestyle.
Her level best.
And so we're out and about, and she is, she's away. Michael was somewhere either with her, or I had the house to myself.
Yeah.
He
didn't have a box cutter with him.
I'm watching some sports on TV.
Right.
And I did what old men occasionally do. I think I nodded off for a little while. And I was in my...
Were you wearing your mittens?
I was wearing my mittens. And I am not lying when I tell you I woke up going...
Oh, no.
And I opened my eyes, and it looked like a fog bank had come into the home. Mm. And I immediately went over to the oven, and when I opened it up, smoke poured out. It didn't pour out because the meat was overdone, mm-hmm. because I was fine on that amount of time. The meat was fine, although later I would find out the flavor wasn't fine.
Ah, yes.
But the drippings from the roast had gone down on the bottom of the oven, which I guess is where all the heat comes from.
Sure.
And it's not like they have an element down there because it's a gas stove.
Right.
Or is it an electric stove? I don't know. I don't care.
At the root of it, your desire almost caused a fire.
There is it's so not much
desire.
Smoke.
It was just he gnawed it off.
He wanted a roast.
And I pulled the roast out. It was fine. It had a little flavor to it. And then it would have been prudent probably for, if I had been a go-getter, to tackle these drippings right away and get that mess cleaned up.
Sure.
I shut the oven, took out the roast, went back to my easy chair, and waited for the family. Said, "I have a nice roast." And then I think my kid might have said, "This tastes funny, Daddy." Tastes like burning stuff. It's no good. Then fast forward to Carla. We hadn't used the oven for anything since then. And then Carla said, "The house is full of smoke." And to make a long story short, I had left this thing. The oven has been unusable based on the fact that there is this fused grease on the bottom. And so I said to Carla yesterday, "You know what? I will tackle this. Do we have any oven cleaner?" And she said, "No." I will go out and get oven cleaner, and I will tackle this project, and I will fix it for you. The product, and I hope they don't mind. I'm not worried. I am not worried that we're going to get any blowback from this advertiser. Easy off is neither. It is neither easy or off. It is BS. It's BS when you have, I can equate the grease that was fused to the bottom of my oven with glaze you would put on in a kiln on a coffee mug. This thing was so fused that I did one treatment where they say preheat the oven to 200 degrees, turn it off, then spray your easy off in there. And by the way, I think the main ingredient for the product I was using is lime, and God knows what lung function I've destroyed by breathing a few mouthfuls of that shit when I'm standing over it and just going.
I would like think that it might be sort of a very chemical based program there.
Yeah, it has to be. So I close the oven. It's supposed to be 3 to 5 minutes. I give it 5.
Attaboy.
And I look in and I see the bubbles are still doing the little chemical thing, working out a little bit. And then I'm like, take a sponge or a damp towel to wipe it off, which means what is easy off? You're going to wipe away.
Well, we've all seen the commercial.
The chemically, what a bunch of crap. Because as soon as I took out my sponge, first of all, I didn't have the rubber gloves. So I took a paper towel. And I took off the paper towel and I scrape over the rough edge of the leavings that have not even been dented by this. I ended up doing 7 treatments of this. My back hurts again. I got swept 7 times.
Oh,
I went
God.
Back in to get this. I've got more chemicals in my eyes and lungs right now from yesterday. I ended up using a carving knife to scrape off the leavings, and I got most of it. And then Carla came home, from facialing, and say, "Oh, what a lovely job."
I'm loath to ask this.
In that patronizing way, it's like, "Oh, look at that. Yeah. But you did. Thanks so much." And like it took me hours. It took me hours.
My mom would always say, "If you're going to do something right." I know enough about cleaning an oven as a kid that like we didn't have those fancy ovens that gave you the opportunity to hit like self-clean or cleaner or whatever
have that
it was.
On the oven. It didn't do dick.
Didn't do anything.
Seriously?
No.
Did you run it through a whole cycle?
My oven's got a steam clean feature.
Ooh.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. By the people that lived in the house before. Yeah. I think they put some new appliances in here before they tried to sell their house. They got the GE breakable line. That's what they use.
At least you're doing your best. You're trying to do your best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, MBIGE. My best isn't good enough. Thank you. Thank you very much. But it is, at least it didn't smoke.
Right.
And Carla cooked some chicken breasts in it last night that are in the refrigerator. And I want to see if they're going to taste like lye. So I don't know. I'm trying. I'm really trying to be, man. I'm 61 years old. Everybody should be doing everything for me right now.
Yes, you know? Don't take on projects that you gotta bend down the entire time. It's a terrible job. Yeah.
These people down here don't do crap for anything. It's like, you know what they do? They point.
Do this for me, because I'm old. The vaccine's not here yet.
Trying my best. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Mike O'Barra Show, everybody. I want to talk about, what was the thing? WandaVision and the Bee Gees.
Oh, good. Good, good.
We'll be right back, everybody.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, Gruyere, Asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, Pecorino Romano, and Buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Madeline Masiello, welcome back to the show. Yeah. If going to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com like we do. Stop wasting time and going to the post office. Go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com, promo code TMOS, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. I said we were going to talk about the TV shows. I don't want to do that because Oscar has snakes. And I forgot that. I forgot to do this yesterday, and we have to, anytime you put snakes in show prep, you have to put that to snakes to the top of the list. I know you've had rats. And are you telling me you have snakes now in your toy house?
What's
fascinating?
One of them
could correct the other.
Is when you're when you're at home, all you do is you start like looking around and realizing how terrible or how great you have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
By design, and not because of the pandemic, we just haven't done anything to remodel our house. And 2 years ago, we had a, you know, rat situation where I'm finding rats and I'm having to dispose of them. It was just a terrible time. And I'm kind of like, I don't know. It doesn't faze me as much as it fazes my wife. But that is, and that's part of owning an old home.
And by the way, I'm going to give her a free pass.
Yeah.
You know, not likely she's an exclusive company being out of her mind that you have rats.
Yeah, it's not like,
I mean, but I don't, I always look at the bigger picture, Mike. It's an older home. We haven't remodeled it. There's going to be nooks and crannies where these guys can get
I would freak out of my mind if there were rats.
Yeah, rats are pretty bad. They cause plagues and whatnot.
So, I never really thought, I was like, okay, we've got some traps around, or like the little boxes you see next to grocery stores near dumpsters in our alleyway and like in the backyard hidden. So
you had an exterminator come out, right?
Yeah, we had multiple exterminators come out, and it seemed to like really fix the issue as of, I would say, roughly 6 months.
By the way, if you want to piss off a neighbor, have a house like Oscar's and hire an exterminator, because all the rats do is go next door.
Yeah, but you got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Especially, you were talking about the fact they were clawing under your floor, and you got to hear him. That would freak me out.
Especially with his onion skin, paper thin floor.
Yes.
Because it's been sanded down.
You know, seriously,
years.
My greatest fear, if I lived in that situation, I would imagine that, you know, you'd be in the middle, 3 o'clock in the morning in a dead sleep, 3 o'clock when all the bad things happen.
Sure.
And you just hear that sound.
Did
you know,
I ever
like
tell
eating.
You what, I don't know if I.
You talked about sleeping on the couch and hearing them
So
under the floorboard.
The last straw for us was maybe a year ago now. I don't remember what it just, you try to block it out.
Sure.
Was hearing, so we're, it's like, I would say 8:30. We're in the marital bedroom, marital
nice.
Bed. And I hear.
Freak me out.
And then.
I couldn't
have
do it.
That, by the way.
And then, then Santos is like. Oof, oof. And then I hear.
Oof, so nasty.
And I say, "Shh," and then she says, "Don't shush me." And I'm like, you know, I'm like, no, shh. And then you hear up the back of our headboard.
Oh, no. Like they're behind the wall?
No, in the bedroom. I thought I...
Like inside the house?
Maybe I just blocked this out because I was so embarrassed. And then pops up right on her pillow.
What? A rat? Yeah.
Yes, this was like almost a year ago. I had blocked it out.
And Maddie, if you're going to scream, turn your mic on because I just heard you through the glass.
I literally have my blood cold right now. Yeah.
That's not like okay.
You have one inside the house.
Yes. And then Santos goes, woof, and then he runs and jumps in the tub.
Well, of course, this is not on his contract. He doesn't do rats.
Nothing for us.
No.
And then Shannon screams as she should and jumps in the tub with Santos. And then the rat runs out of the bedroom downstairs into the kitchen where I had to basically trap it. It was a disaster of a catch.
You were embarrassed at the time.
Catch and no release, right?
Right.
Because I had to barricade. Thank God I had a small kitchen for once. I had to barricade the kitchen so it couldn't run out of the kitchen. So
do you know where it got in?
Yeah, we found out shortly after.
Did you tell him your code?
No. There was. For all of this is before Flex Seal came out because they would have done a great job keeping the vermin out. I love that commercial. It's like, I wish I had Flex Seal back then.
So where you knew where they got it.
Where I ripped out. So we had sealed everything and put copper into the nooks and crannies of the house and thought we got every piece, especially because we've had exterminators.
I'm dumb, but why copper?
They say that the vermin don't like copper
because
when you put it in there.
Something.
Who knows? When they're chewing on it, they don't like it.
Okay.
And the one place we had missed, this all goes back to that one time when I ripped out the radiators.
Remember that good time?
Not a great day.
Is behind the radiators where there was a crack within the actual wall next to the alley that's between my house and my neighbor's house. It's a little walkway into our backyards. And that's where the vermin were getting in. We finally realized that I had that patched up from the outside with cement. But that was the last straw for Shannon when she's like, I can't see any more rats now. So it's like, me either. It's completely, it was terrible.
Well, you can't blame her because, I mean, I understand coexisting with rats. We have rat traps around the city.
But
on your pillow, that's the worst. Right. That's definite invasion of personal space right there.
Mm. So it got that bad. I probably didn't mention it because I was embarrassed. I was like, I can't believe this has finally come to a head.
You didn't mention it. You didn't talk about the rats, but you said they were scratching. I didn't know they were scratching because they were in the house. Mm.
So my...
Was it gnawing on your headboard?
So it was. So I figured out it was crawling up the back of the headboard. So it was hanging out under the bed.
And then the rat turned
because you
to
probably
him.
Put like a protein bar wrapper in between your mattress and the headboard like you always do.
No, we don't eat in the bedroom for a reason,
and
for then, any of that.
Mike, right, the rat actually looked at Oscar and said, is this my pillow?
I just want to say, this is my rat. We got break. Hold that thought. Yes. This is going to supersede because we haven't even gotten to the snakes yet.
No.
So we will take another break here and come back with the House of Vermin right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's hard to believe that we are closing in on a full year of this pandemic. We've all had to adapt, sacrifice, and change just to get by. First of all, thank you all for sticking with TMOS. We're proud that we kept the content coming despite COVID-19, and we're humbled that you kept consuming it. Now, with the vaccine rolling out, no matter how slow, it looks like there's some light up ahead. But now is not the time to get happy. As far as safety, nothing has changed. Stay the course. However, speaking of change, we've got some great TMOS surprises coming up for you in 2021. So stay tuned. We're always working to make this show the best it can be. And this year is no exception. So in many ways, get ready for a great 2021. And it starts right here. From everyone at the Mike O'Mara Show, thank you and more to come. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Danny. How would you like some savings, Mr. Heavy Shaver? Would you? Thanks to Harry's. Yes, please. New customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for just $3 when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential quality craftsmanship at a fair price. You see, Harry's, they combined a simple ergonomic design with five sharp blades. They source their steel from Sweden, and they manufacture their blades in Germany in a world-class factory. As General Bullcutter would say, Mrs. Hochstetter loves the factory in Germany, and she had a sandwich in the car.
Are the blades so good that it makes Ted Knight laugh?
They cut out the middleman, ship directly to you, saving you money and a trip to the store. Harry's stands behind the quality of their blades so much that they have a 100% money-back guarantee, Danny.
Danny?
If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. Yes, sirree. Spalding! Harry's has a special offer for our listeners. New customers can get a Harry's starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. You get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover, all for just $3. Get everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. Do it today.
Today.
And now let's get back to this. I am fascinated. Simply because I'm terrified. Just like I have a little fear of flying, but I still like to watch planes take off and land. This is the same thing. I don't blow off my news for a lot because I spend a lot of time on it. But anyway, go ahead.
There are still rats in the neighborhood. It's a city. And as restaurants close, they started moving more in, like, I would say, inland, especially if you as far as creatures go, because they're
been a total shift. We saw foxes in Georgetown.
They're
moving up.
Exactly. cartoon. All the rats.
Mike, 15 rats in Glover Park opened up a pop-up cheese shop. It was crazy.
They're all coming up from the palm.
From the palm.
Get out of here, you rats. God, I miss those empty lobster shells. Anyway, Tommy, God love you. God rest your soul, Tommy. God, I wish he was still around. He'd love that. I got a rat that sounds like Tommy Giacomo, you know?
Oh, fantastic. Let's go to Santana's. All right.
So the rats are still
They're around. And the only time I ever kind of see them is when Shannon and I take out the trash and I have to kick the trash cans because she's scared that there's a rat in one of the trash cans, right?
So I go out there and kick the whole trash idea. Cans. Rats freak me out because they carry disease.
They're dirty and they're terrible.
Big.
In the context of where we live and what we do, it's like I've made peace with it.
Can I ask one question to interrupt you, please? I have to know.
Sure.
Before we move on to the second phase of this story that will include snakes, right?
Yes.
The rat that you saw in your bedroom, size-wise, would we be talking a 10-inch rat, a 5-inch rat, or a 3-inch rat?
It was
just talking body, not tail.
Body. Oh, okay, great. So body... Easily 5 inches. Enough to make its presence where you're like, ooh, is that a possum?
Scary rat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. Like
yes. Oh. Yes. Bulky. Like a linebacker rat. For me, I've made peace with it. What I don't like, and I'm not necessarily terrified by, but I'm just not cool with, is snakes. So for some time now on Nextdoor, a lot of my neighbors have been talking about, have you seen these snakes in the neighborhood? There are snakes in the neighborhood. And I can do the math. I'm not crazy. If there's snakes, there's less rats. God willing. And Shannon doesn't know about this because I don't know if I can handle another breakdown.
Right.
With vermin or rats or issues. So I, yesterday, or no, I'm sorry, 2 days ago now, I'm usually Santos goes out, you know, he barks a little bit and then he goes to the restroom and he comes back in quickly. Yesterday,
he goes to the restroom.
Yes.
You know, he washes his hands, he gets a little mouthwash and then back to work.
Yeah, his backyard, the restroom.
Of course. He makes sticks, Mike.
So cute, isn't he sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah. Mm.
So 2 days ago, he goes out and he's out there for some time. And then he doesn't really bark that much, but this time he's barking. And I'm like, well, he's really getting it out there, letting people know that he runs the roost and he's right. back and yada, yada, yada.
I'm the
and
boss.
There are dogs barking back at him. And I finally get out there. I put on my shoes and I'm like, what are you doing, man? And it's freezing.
So leave me alone. I'm in the restroom.
Can I go in peace?
Come on. I want to hear this.
And he's playing with a snake. Like, he's biting it, letting it go, biting it, letting it go.
Alive. It's alive.
Alive. It's alive.
It's alive.
A live snake.
A live snake. And
God almighty. I'd take a Xanax before I walked in your front door.
This isn't like the Gardner snake or whatever you get, the little
garter
guys.
Garter snake.
It's a James Gardner snake.
You are near the river.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. And it's black. And I'm like, that thing's poisonous. Oh. I don't know what that is.
It's not a moccasin.
It's not a water moccasin.
It's a little guy, but big enough to like, so it's like, it's got girth to it. It's not this little like stringy thing that's running around. And Santos is like playing with it. And I was like, Santos? So I run and he runs away because he thinks I'm playing now.
Right.
And he keeps on running back to the snake, biting the snake, and then running around. So we're going in circles in my backyard, my little backyard, like a Benny Hill movie where you're just like, yes. Finally, he runs in because he thinks it's snack time because I'm yelling treat, 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 treat.
Right.
I go back. So I let him in quickly. I go back to find the snake and figure out what the story is, at least get a picture of it so I can figure out what kind of species it is. And it's gone.
Well, then they don't politely wait for you to come back and take their picture.
Get it. If I see this thing in our house, I am going to freak out. All but right, I imagine they don't come indoors.
Right. I would imagine you're going to be okay. You're overwhelming. Not overwhelming. But I think the odds are that it's probably not venomous.
I just brought up a list.
Yes.
Could it possibly be a black rat snake?
That's exactly what it is.
Because he's welcome to hang. I just don't want him to take down my dog.
That is not venomous.
Look, a black snake, you know when you have a worry about black snakes? Yeah. In Florida. Because your black snake could be a cottonmouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's always the thirsty snake that can be named because they open their mouth when they're threatened and you see the white inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the inside of their mouth is white. Yes. And of course the triangular head. But a black snake down here, a black water snake, does a pretty good impression of a cottonmouth. Not that I'm obsessed with snakes, but down here we have black snakes, we have coral snakes, we have copperheads, we have water moccasins, we have rattlesnakes, we have pygmy rattlesnakes, and thanks to the person in Miami that flushed his down the toilet, we have Burmese python. Not that I'm obsessed with snakes here.
It was solid black with no markings.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
If I did a list of the top 10 snakes common in the D.C. area, one is the rat snake.
Great.
But I'm liking the fact that it might be a northern black racer, ooh, which is a shiny black snake.
We have racers down here, too.
That can grow to 6 feet. The other one can grow to, like, it's I think 6.5 feet. Yeah.
I think it's a black rat snake.
I think so, too. And I think that's probably good news for your neighborhood because he's probably eating very well.
That works, right? But are they territorial and do they just hang? That's what I just kept on Googling.
I don't
probably
know.
Not,
did
right?
you did you find I don't know
no
whether
one could
they
tell me the black rat the food snake is. Says the
have you seen any snake skin since you've lived there? Have you seen any shedded skin?
It's hard to tell because there's just so much foliage and roughage that comes from that that what do we have?
I love the
magnolia tree
in DC though.
The foliage
is great.
Yes.
The foliage is beautiful in there like that. So you just seen it in the backyard
this
so
is
far.
Fresh. This is fresh. I told my wife don't need to tell.
All right. As much as I hate snakes too, I will tell you, though, this is a good sign. If you've got snakes, I bet the rats aren't that prevalent if you've got
this website says while. It says this is great for controlling rats and mice to have
now
one
that's
of these
fantastic.
Around.
The question is, do
tell
you
your
think
dog
one,
not to attack the snake.
No, be
one
a buddy.
Of my neighbors
is gone.
Them. Where would they come from? I feel like they're
what,
always
the
released.
Rat snakes?
Yes.
The rat snake would be, the snakes are everywhere. You know, snakes live in a cool, damp place. You have that crawl space, right?
I've got a cool, damp house, yes.
That's probably your crawl space is where those snakes are hanging
also,
out. Have you ever seen the videos? I've watched the video. Ever see the rattlesnakes like down in Texas where somebody goes out to a crawl space and goes underneath and you see like
this? Oh,
the
floor
is moving, yeah.
Terrifying.
Oh,
terrifying.
It's Yeah, it's amazing.
Before he left office, Donald Trump said the snakes came from China. So
snakes, China.
China.
There we are. Well, good luck with that. Yeah. I'm fascinated by that. And, let me at least read my kicker here.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Now, stop the music.
No, it's not worth it. No, I'm not doing
just,
that.
Just read the last sentence.
No. Huh?
Just read the last sentence.
All right, the last sentence is the TMOS cocktail parties will return at some point.
Oh, wow.
We're not going to give up. We're not going to give them up.
Just not this month. Not this month.
Not this month, and maybe not until St. Patrick's Day when Carla's done with her 75-day thing.
Okay.
But I will tell you, it was a story about drinking during the pandemic.
Okay.
I'd rather hear about snakes, to be honest with you, okay? There's my work. There's my entire morning right down there. I'm throwing it away.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I'm going to, what's yours? We'll take a break and come back with the audio ball right here on the Michael Maron Show.
I think it's all because of my daddy.
I am the only daddy you got. I am the damn paterfamilias.
My supervisory capacity sometimes is a little diminished due to my advanced age. I've decided to exploit my son. He knows his daddy. Dad, you might be able to get 10% off your beer. Just imagine you could drink 10% more. Because they're seven and they're boys, they can get into stuff. Sitting in the garage, playing with a box cutter. I'm Mike O'Mara. I'm Father of the Year.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of uncensored TMOS every week. Get a bonus show subscription and never miss any of the fatherly wisdom or advice from Mike O'Mara, Father of the Year.
Daddy wasn't there.
This week on the bonus show, a very lengthy discussion about weed.
Weed!
If you're a pothead, and you know there's a lot about a pothead, just check it out, because we're going to talk about weed. I want to really have a good discussion about it.
Let's
welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Legacy Box. What is it? I'll tell you. It's an effortless way to digitally preserve your home movies and photos so that they're organized and protected. Start off the new year right. Digitize your memories so you can easily share them. Videotapes start decaying after about 10 years, so the sooner you digitally preserve them, the better they will be. To say that we all love Legacy Box would be an understatement. We've all used it, and we were thrilled. Imagine reclaiming all the priceless footage you haven't been able to see in years. It makes you go look at it. It makes you make it a part of your life. I love that, Rob.
My mom, bless my mom, shout out to my mom, as they say on podcasts.
Hi, Sharon.
She was going through some boxes and found a wooden box and opened it, and it had 15 8mm videotapes that her husband had shot about 10 years ago that she didn't know existed. And she popped them into the only way she could watch them was on the little camera. And it's footage of my kids growing up that I didn't know existed. So we're having it all converted.
Awesome.
We had no idea it existed. And thanks to Legacy Box, we get it on the big screen. Awesome.
Send in your media. Their team creates a digital collection by hand, sends it back to you, stored on the cloud, a thumb drive, or DVD, along with the original media. It's fantastic. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, like Rob was talking about. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to take advantage of this limited time offer and get 40% off. This exclusive offer won't last long, so order their kit now and send it in whenever you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. Oscar had a box, too, a wooden box under his crawl space full of snakes.
Exactly.
Let's get the audio vault in here for Tuesday, January 26th already, 2021. Take it away, Rob.
You would think if your parents were Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson, you'd be in pretty good space mentally, right? You'd probably be an okay guy.
Yes.
Well, Brandon Lee had a little run-in, and I
don't... I would think if your parents were Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson, you'd be bat-ass crazy.
You see, I was being ironic, because he attack an intruder with his 7-iron. A guy walked into his house. He chased him out with a golf club. But I don't blame him for that. What I don't understand is why he was filming on his phone and he put it on the gram. So this guy...
So he filmed the attack?
He filmed him chasing the guy out of his house, filmed himself chasing the guy out of his house, shaking a golf club.
Man, if you ever come into my house again, I'm going to beat your skull in.
Thanks.
What's wrong with you?
I'm leaving.
Get the out of here.
I thought it... Dude,
you just walk into my front door, you don't even know who the I am.
Dude, I thought you were the lawyer that I know.
Do I look like a lawyer? Get the out of here.
Did you buy it?
What the f*** is wrong with you?
I'm leaving. Get
out!
I smell a rat.
I thought
it's
the
staged.
Was still there. He was there a year ago.
It didn't look staged to me. It looked genuine
it
somehow.
It sounds manufactured to me. I'd have to see it,
Mike,
obviously.
This is a
but,
classic,
you know.
I'm hammered, I'm high, I'm going to my friend's house, and you go to the wrong house, or you go to a house that's just purchased.
Okay. Yeah.
And
all
you
right.
open the
I
door.
Watch the video.
But still,
I'll
the thing that I have trouble with is, I'm okay with you defending your house. You
yes.
don't need to put it on Instagram.
Well, it's
yeah,
the generation. It's like
weird.
A top away, and they go live, and let's see what happens, right?
Well, he's also not threatened. The guy with the 7-iron, Tommy Lee's kid,
well,
he's not scared because he's videotaping it, so he's showing what a badass.
What does the guy look like?
He's an older, he looks like an older burnout, medium to older burnout. I look forward to, Mike has got the best BS detector. I look forward to your take on it.
We'll still figure it out.
I'll check it out.
Do you know who the highest paid federal employee is in the entire country?
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
He is, I would have guessed, the president. The president makes $400,000 a year. The vice president makes $235.1. Dr. Fauci makes $417,608 a year. And I think he's a little ashamed about it because in the summer, he was asked about it by Matthew McConaughey, and here was his answer.
Do you have millions of dollars invested in a vaccine?
Matthew, no. I got zero. I'm a government worker. I have a government salary.
Yeah, he has the biggest government salary.
But he deserves double that. I agree.
Think about how many years he's worked for the government.
Mm-hmm. God,
so
when you think of what we pay
over administration.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
He also
good
gets
him.
2 weeks off and all federal holidays.
And he's back. And I'm glad that he's back. And I'm glad that other lady is gone. I'm glad she's not going to be part of it. Because now she's coming out. Now she's coming out to talk about how they didn't use her charts. Yeah, you should have spoken up. If you've had any balls, you would have done that. That to me, that Deborah Birx, I don't care how
late.
Difficult. It's too late to come out now and say, by the way, they were using charts I'd never seen before. Well, you didn't say anything at the time.
Need to
People
say it at the
died.
Time,
Jesus. Mm. I hate that.
All right.
That. No
this
guts.
Is a palate cleanser. Oscar, I pulled this. I thought of you. There is an Asian a cappella group. It's called May Tree. And what they've done is they've recreated classic sounds from Windows computers. Know that these are all human voices doing these sounds. I found this incredibly entertaining and somewhat soothing. That was my favorite.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I have one that I play every day.
All right.
No matter what I'm doing, whether it's the show or cleaning an oven, I play this.
Good job. Good job. Good job.
Thank you. Oh, that's from Card Counter. I love it.
Did you see any of the footage of the Texas highway where the big rig turned over and millions of bees escaped? It was a bee shipment.
Bees.
They had to call an exterminator, actually.
They needed our help because of the bees. They were just too aggressive. They were everywhere. They were all over the side of the highway.
The cops were saying, roll up your windows. Good thinking. But we do have some cell phone footage of the scene of the crime.
Bees! Bees! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
Son, roll around! Do you hear me? Roll around on the ground.
Forget that. I'm starting to swell up.
Save yourself. Don't be the hero.
Your firearms are useless against them.
So, Mike, think about that the next time you put honey on your cereal. All right? That's your Magic Audio Vault, everybody. Have a good Tuesday.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another show tomorrow, everybody. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good job.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Hello.
Pandemic.